With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting devastating wildfires have killed five people, injured dozens more, and caused some 70,000 to be evacuated. Actor Steve Guttenberg describes what he saw when people were trying to evacuate from the wildfires.
There were people in wheelchairs trying to get out who didn't have time to put their foot rests on. And we had to figure out how to pop a wheelie with these wheelchairs. There were little kids. There were mothers trying to find their kids. There were anxiety, panic attacks. It's terrible.
The town of Pacific Palisades was the hardest hit, with most of the enclave in complete ruins. Fire officials say over 1,000 homes have been destroyed. President Biden received a wildfire briefing while in the Los Angeles area.
The president, who had traveled to Southern California earlier this week, met with officials at a Santa Monica fire station. He thanked the firefighters, first responders, and others, telling them that the recovery is going to take time. Later, as he flew back to Washington, the president spoke by phone with the mayor of Los Angeles.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. Senate Republicans are scrambling to compile a list of Biden executive actions they hope to overturn in the next 2 months. More from Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew reporting.
Using a procedure known as the Congressional Review Act, Republicans hope to target dozens of Joe Biden's most recent executive actions. To do that, they'll have to agree which actions to reverse and pass a joint resolution in cooperation with House Republicans. The procedure is not subject to the filibuster, but it does have to be completed within 60 days of the new Congress. Bob Agnew reporting.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 106 points, the Nasdaq dropping 10, the S&P 500 advancing 9. This is SRN News. The religious balance on Capitol Hill is shifting.
Membership in the Catholic Church is declining in this country, but the number of Catholics in Congress is going up. The Pew Research Center has been tracking the religious profile of the legislature for decades, and it reports that in the 1960s, there were about 100 Catholics in Congress versus roughly 400 Protestants. Today, the 119th Congress, which was sworn in last week, features 150 Catholics and slightly less than 300 Protestants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Everybody seems to be talking about Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the legendary Lutheran pastor from Germany who was executed by the Nazis in 1945 for his role in a resistance movement. His story came to the big screen recently in a new movie called Bonhoeffer, Pastor, Spy, Assassin. It's slated to begin streaming later this month. Bonhoeffer joined officers within the German intelligence service to off Hitler. SRN News. Attorney General Merrick Garland plans to release only the volume of Special Counsel Jack Smith's report on the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol.
Federal prosecutors made Garland's plea clear in a Wednesday morning filing, urging an appeals court to reject a bid from Trump's valet, Walt Nauta, and property manager Carlos de Oliveira. Federal prosecutors made Garland's plan clear in a Wednesday morning filing, urging an appellate court to reject a bid from Trump's valet, Walt Nauta, and property manager Carlos de Oliveira to bar the Attorney General from releasing the report in its entirety. The filing says the top members of the House and Senate Judiciary Committees will be able to review the Mar-a-Lago report at the Department of Justice. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President-elect Donald Trump has arrived on Capitol Hill to meet with Senate Republicans. Trump says it feels great to be back inside the U.S. Capitol. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.